Let's begin with our CEO spotlight this morning. Dr. Richard Vasquez is the CEO of Safe Start Medical, and is with us this morning. We're going to talk about efforts to keep you safer in the operating room. Dr. Vasquez, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks so much for calling.
Let's talk a little bit about your device here, the Safe Start Medical System, I guess is what we will call it. What is it?
Well, we think it's an innovative and intuitive way to deliver a surgical safety process that's comprehensive for the patient, for the benefit of the patient, but also for the benefit of the entire staff, the nurses and the doctors. It's geared toward ending never events in surgery. That was the initial reason that we put this together, a culture of safety to end wrong patient, wrong operation, wrong site operations from taking place in the operating room, interventional radiology, anesthesia blocks, you name it. That was the goal.
Never event is one of those. I'm guessing that would be the headline that we would see. Doctors operate on leg instead of arm. That sort of kind of never event?
Correct. Doctors operate on wrong arm, wrong leg, wrong patient. Keep going. Correct. That is correct.
And so describe this for us. Is this a tablet computer? Is it sort of a checklist type device? How does this work?
Well, it's all of these things. What we've all become aware of is that at least 50% of these errors that occur are actually set in motion in the clinic or in the office or at the intake of the patient. There are handoff and communication errors. We have developed silos of care and medicine and surgery that are unacceptable, and the handoffs between the persons in these various locations are imperfect. In addition, human beings don't seem to do very well with text. They seem to remember about 15% of the text that's put in front of them and about 85% of the images, hence the power of digital photography, videos, and so forth. So what we decided to do was to re-engineer the safety process. Start it at patient intake, make it easy to use, make it dependent on images and text, but images with text, so that everyone could easily tell who's the patient, what's the body part that needs to be operated on, what's the operation that needs to be done, and to have multiple vettings of this information to increase its the veracity of this information.
You mentioned the pictures part of this. I'm looking at the app online now. And back to our conversation about wrong leg, wrong arm, there's a picture of the actual arm that you have to operate on. I remember when I had surgery on an arm, they actually used a black marker to put an arrow on the arm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This would take care of that. I'm guessing.
Well, it takes care of it, but it does not obviate putting the black mark on the arm. And that is sort of the frosting on the cake. We've tried to deliver the cake, the internally consistent, correct information that's vetted by the staff in the office. But unlike any other product, we push all of that information to a web-based portal. And we invite the patient or the parent of a child, for instance, who's having an operation, to come and review this information and to either accept it, or if they reject it because they find an error or thought of something else they want to add, they will put in a text box, "I forgot to do this, doc, forgot to tell you I'm allergic to latex," reject the record, and the surgeon's office can contact the patient, talk to them about this error, correct the record, and send it back to the patient for approval.
We're on with Dr. Richard Vasquez this morning, CEO of Safe Start Medical. Dr. Vasquez, also an assistant clinical professor of surgery emeritus at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University, and is a general surgeon as well there. Dr. Vasquez, before the break, we were talking about Safe Start, and you mentioned that this is going to stop those never events, prevent them perhaps, but also bring down costs, I'm guessing, too, in the operating room and in the hospital generally.
Well, that's correct. It's a good observation on your part. A lot of the delays occur because of having poorly assembled and poorly organized information. That's also a hazard for safety. And now it slows down the operating room, and the staff ends up waiting around and wasting a lot of time trying to find documents. For instance, if a nerve block is being done for an orthopedic procedure, the rule is that that cannot be done. That nerve block cannot be done unless the surgical consent in the chart. But institutions frequently lose 30 or 40% of those consents, or that the surgeon just hasn't actually filled one out yet. We transport that along with all the rest of the documentation. So there's no need for delay waiting for these types of things. They're all in the package. Think of it as a digital surgical briefcase with everything that the staff and the patient need to get the operation started safely and on time.
And the other thing, too, that you mentioned earlier, and I want to go back to, is that this brings the patient more into the process. Anybody who's gone through this knows that sometimes it's kind of a cold, sterile environment, and you have that one-off conversation, perhaps, with the surgeon. This kind of lets people see what's going on and be more involved, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and it also prevents the patient from spinning their own way of doing things. For instance, sometimes patients come in with a X that they've placed on a limb. Well, maybe in the facility where they're going, X means don't cut here, and something else means cut here. So we don't want the patients taking control of this. We want the patients to participate in it in an educated fashion so that they become part of the safety process and not part of the error process. They can also print out any of this information, Steve. They can print out their consent. They can print out their clinical information, images of the maybe there's an orthopedic image up there. They can print all that out. So it's a completely transparent safety process.
And, even bring it with them, too, wherever they're going. It's on iPad and the iPhone and on the Android here, all the various apps. And that's the other question I want to bring in here, security on this. I mean, patient records and all of this sort of health information is very critically important that we keep it private. What are the safety concerns here with that?
Well, actually, there is nothing on the tablet. The application's on the tablet, but all the information is in a HIPAA-compliant cloud server, so it can be accessed. You think of the tablet as a conduit. You know, like a pipe for water, but hopefully or your faucet. But when you turn off the faucet, there's no more water coming out. Same here. You shut down the app, there is no more information. So all of the information is protected all the time, unless somebody decides to take screenshots or whatever. Do remember that the patient owns this information, and they can theoretically give it to anyone that they desire. In fact, we encourage sharing this information with a loved one, a significant other, a wife, a husband, etc., so that you have one more set of eyes making sure that everything is in proper order.
What is next for Safe Start, Dr. Vasquez? What do you do next? How do you get this in every hospital in the country?
Oh, that's a good question. It's an innovation, and it's sometimes difficult to get innovations into hospitals. It appears that we're going to be having some success both here and in Canada. We've integrated this product with what's called a patient-generated health data product, a company named TapCloud, and I believe you'll be speaking with Tom Riley about that. That product is known as InTouch Surgical, and we've already introduced that into Canada. Our partner, third partner in that is InTouch Health, which is a global telemedicine company that's sort of the Rolls Royce, as I've heard it described, of telemedicine. So that's how we begin doing it. We'll be penetrating Canada, and then we'll be penetrating the United States both at the same time and getting this started. We did complete an IRB-approved research project down at Children's Hospital of Illinois, and completed 100 patients down there. The application worked extremely well, and they were rather pleased with it. So that's how we begin to get it in, is with projects like that one. And now it's all about sales, commercialization, and integration with other products.
We're a little bit short on time here, but just very quickly to close out, I know you're working, as you mentioned, TapCloud there is as well, with the Matter Incubator. How important has that relationship been to your moving forward?
Well, Matter was actually very pivotal with regard to this. You know, Matter is an incubator, and for those who don't know what an incubator is, it's a place where numerous companies like this, there are about 200 of them at the Merchandise Mart up on the 12th floor in room 1230. 200 companies have come together there under the aegis of Matter, and it's a collaborative space where all of these companies can work in common spaces or have some offices and conference rooms, but work together. And that's really how I met Tom Riley at TapCloud through my CTO, James Anfield. He had been working with Mr. Riley for over half a dozen years at Blue Cross Blue Shield. So matter is a space that creates acceleration of the development of these products, and collaboration is enhanced by being around so many other smart, intelligent CEOs, CMOs, CTOs, you name it, of all these companies.
Dr. Vasquez, we wish you and everybody at SafeStart Medical all the best, and we'll be watching to see how you progress here.
Thanks so much for calling.
Dr. Richard Vasquez, the CEO of SafeStart Medical. You can find more online at safestartmedical.com.